Scholastic Audio presents Chasing King's Killer, The Hunt for Martin Luther King Jr.'s Assassin by James L. Swanson. Read by Kim Staunton. Forward by Congressman John Lewis. Read by Adam Lazar White.
Forward by Congressman John Lewis. I was 15 years old, perhaps the same age as some of you, when I heard the voice of Martin Luther King Jr. on the radio. I felt like he was speaking directly to me, like he was saying, "You, John Lewis, you too can do something." But what could a young boy do to change the world? 3 years later, when I was 18, I wrote to Dr. King and told him I wanted to enroll at Troy State, a college that refused to admit African Americans. Dr. King invited me to come see him. I had no money, so he sent me a round-trip Greyhound bus ticket to Montgomery, Alabama. When we met, he laughed and asked, "Who is this young man? Are you the boy from Troy?" We had a wonderful talk. He changed my life that day, and I joined the civil rights movement and committed myself to love, peace, and nonviolence. The next years were a whirlwind. Sit-ins in 1960 at segregated lunch counters that refused to serve black people.